Our second reading for today comes from Ephesians chapter 4. This is a continuation of the sermon series doing on Paul's letter to the church in Rome, church in Ephesus. We've heard about, Paul has reminded them about what God through Jesus Christ is up to in the world, and talked about the compassion of God, and then how we're called to root and ground ourselves in that love, in that compassion. So here now, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. I plead with you, then, in the name of our Redeemer, to lead a life worthy of your calling. Treat one another charitably, in complete selflessness, gentleness, and patience. Do all you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called into one hope when you were called. There is one Savior, one faith, one baptism, one God and Creator of all, who is over all, who works through all, and is within all. Each of us has received God's grace in the measure in which Christ has bestowed it. Thus you find Scripture saying, you ascended on high, leading captives in your train, and giving gifts to people. You ascended. What does this mean but that Christ first descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. And to some, the gift they were given is that they should be apostles. To some, prophets. To some, evangelists. To some, pastors and teachers. These gifts were given to equip fully the holy ones for the work of service and to build up the body of Christ. Until we all attain unity in our faith and in our knowledge of the only begotten of God. Until we become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Let us then be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine or by human trickery or crafty, deceitful schemes.
Rather, let us speak the truth in love
and grow to the full maturity of Christ, the head.
Through Christ, the whole body grows, with a proper functioning of each member, firmly joined together by
each supporting ligament, the body builds itself up in love.
The word of the Lord.
Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
As you've noticed, of course, this is a recording, blessings to those of you who are gathered here in person,
and also to those who are watching online.
This last week,
I, along with many other Canadians, and actually people around the world, were watching the Olympics. And I happened to catch the bronze medal game
of Canadian women's softball.
And CBC, who's carrying that, has done these various things, journey to the Olympics and things like that. And they did one on the first baseman, first base player for the women's team named Jennifer Sally.
She was talking about her journey and how
she was kind of debating whether or not
she was going to go ahead and be part of the Olympic team initially back in 2020, then it got postponed to 2021. And so as she was trying to decide, I think
this probably would have been the summer of 2019, she was dithering, you might say, decided she was going to go for being on the team. She got an email from her coach, Mark Smith.
He's the national softball coach. And this email said, J-Sal, that's her nickname, if you want to make a run at this,
it's time to make some changes. If you're going to make a run at this, the Olympics, it's time to make some changes.
This struck me as I was pondering these words from Paul, because Paul was writing to the church in Ephesus, a rather young church, that was trying its best to be the church. But there were lots of things. First of all, they were a very, very small minority of folks in Ephesus. There were all kinds of different cultures and different ways of being and even pressures that they were experiencing. Add to this all kinds of different folks coming in and saying, this is what we need to do as a church. This is the
right way to think about who Jesus is. And listen to me and be baptized this way. You know, some of that sounds a little familiar, doesn't it, in this time when we're amongst a lot of different denominations. But in essence, Paul was saying, you need to make some changes because you have too much disunity going on, too many ways that you're getting off topic and losing focus on what it means to be Christian, what it means to be the church.
And in that sense, Paul was writing to the church in Ephesus,
but he's also writing, and these words speak to us now.
We're in a time where, I remember a couple of years ago, I took the annual, the membership of the Alberta Synod of the ELCIC, and kind of projected out what,
if the membership trends continue,
what the future looks like. And it was clear the trends have been down.
And if they just keep going at the same rate, then in about 50 years, again, from that projection, there would be no more members of the Alberta Synod.
This is, that may be particularly
striking, but it's no news to anyone that membership in churches, not just Lutheran churches, but Christian churches in general has been going down. We're a small percentage of the culture. And it's clear that if the church, the Lutheran church, is going to survive or grow or thrive, we need to make some changes. We need to make some changes. Now, what Paul wrote to that church in Ephesus
is, first of all, reminding them of their calling. You're called to be the church of Christ. That means everything is pointed toward being he uses the metaphor of a body. You're called to be the body of Christ here on earth. And so it needs to be patterned after who Jesus was. And that Jesus is the head, and then all of us are members. And a body, we talk about what it takes to have a healthy body. It needs to be strong. It needs to work out. It needs to have nutrients. It needs to certainly be connected and work together. And these are all the things that Paul is encouraging or
reminding those Christians of and reminds us of today.
We need to remember our calling.
We need to not lose focus on who Jesus was and is and who we're called to be in the world. And again, going back to who we're called to be, I mean, we're called to be rooted and grounded in God's love and God's compassion.
So first of all, we're about love and compassion. When we start
going into all these things about being right about this and right about that, then we're actually getting sucked into this polarization that's happening in our culture, which is just so committed to being right about all kinds of stuff. If there's one thing we could do, if we model what it looks like to be compassionate, I like using that word because love has all kinds of different meanings. If we take on being compassionate,
then we are a witness then to our God and to Jesus, and we're able to make a difference in the world.
Your council has taken on being the centering team as part of this lead process, and a lot of the work that they and we've been doing is really clarifying, getting clear on who Jesus is calling us to be, whom God is calling us to be.
We have a working statement right now that we're a compassionate community, following the way of Jesus,
embracing diversity, love, and service.
This work of kind of getting clarity allows us then
to start, again, going back to the body, of being focused on our activities, focused on how we're preparing ourselves together to be stronger and to be able to fulfill our calling. It allows us to work the muscles and to also, as we look around the congregation, to appreciate the diversity of gifts, the diversity of experiences, the diversity of passions that God has given this group, this body of Christ. It's not so that we can all make everybody the same, but that each of the different parts of this body, each of the different members that have different abilities, different gifts, can work together and be strong and make the changes that need to be happened.
In a real sense,
part of the reason why the church has been declining is because it's lost some focus. And we've kind of gotten sucked into the consumer mindset of this society, where we've become kind of spectators to what our own church is doing.
In order to
be the church, in order to commit fully, means that we need to move out of a spectator mode. In essence, muscles and limbs that aren't really in action and toned up, and move back into a player mode. We need to shift into recognizing that we all have our role in being the body of Christ for the sake of, as Paul says it, to be in service to the world
so that others may know. This is the truth that Paul is speaking to the church in Ephesus. It's also the truth that God is speaking to us now. Out of love for us, out of love for the world, God is calling us to be in action, because we know that following Jesus and living lives of compassion is the way to truly live.
It is the way to grow in our, as Paul says, into our maturity and into the fullness of God's glory. Jennifer Salling, J. Sal, after she got that email that where the coach is speaking truth to her, Mark Smith is speaking truth. It's like,
if you're going to get going, if you're going to be a part of this,
things have to change.
Well, she did. And she started working out and started getting focused on being part of that softball team. And so she actually led the team in hits during the Olympics. And I think she was second as far as hitting percentage overall. And yay, the Canada women's softball team got the bronze medal in the Olympics.
We don't have Olympics that we're preparing for, so to speak. But we are preparing for our emergence from the pandemic. And there are some muscles, there's some flexibility, there's some looseness, some stretching we've been doing as we've kind of been resilient and adjusted to the changing things. But that's just the beginning, really, of what it will take for our community, for this body of Christ to get strong and to
fulfill its calling as the body of Christ,
the Lutheran Church in this place. The Olympic team got a bronze. I mean, I could also say we need to go for the gold. But the truth is, we have the gold. We have the love and compassion and
grace of God. What we have the opportunity to do is to strengthen our ability to allow others to have that experience, to make it different in the world, so that together we can increase the love and compassion in this world, so that the world might be saved.